awesome. We did have a great time yesterday and so thankful to be with you all. I am going to read a few scriptures. And the first one, if you could put up 2 Timothy 1:7. And would you all care to read this with me today, this scripture? Help me read it. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you can go ahead and be seated. I want to talk to you today and remind you, I am God's vessel. You are God's vessel. And He has chosen you to reveal His name to fill with His Spirit. He has chosen you and I to be His hands and His feet in this world at this time. And do you know what? God, who has never made a mistake and never will make a mistake, looked through all of time and He handpicked each one of us to be alive at this time. And we are in the end days. We are in those final hours of the end day. And Jesus said, I know that they have what it takes to do the work of my church in this last time. And I want to remind you of that today as I remind myself, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is what the world is living on. Every news media, every podcaster, all of the things from the world are trying to perpetuate fear into us about fear of this, fear of that, fear of what tomorrow holds, fear of what's going to happen today. It's all about driving fear. But that's not what God said He has given us. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but He has given us power. And we know in Acts 1:8, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And why? Because we're going to be witnesses. We're going to tell an example and show to others. We're going to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto that uttermost part of the earth. That's our job. And it's not like some big, okay, well, hold on. I've got to pack up my bags and I've got to move all the way to this country. And that's not what He's talking about. He's talking about wherever you are and wherever your feet go, that you can be a witness for Him. Do you know one of my best witnessing tool, maybe my best witnessing tool? Because this world is not smiling about things today. But when I'm smiling, I used to work with a lady, and after we'd worked together for quite a while, it's been years ago, she said, have you ever had a bad day? And I said, I've had plenty of bad days. I said, I've had some pretty bad days since I've been working here. I said, but I have a good God. And He is good to me. And I know that He is working all things for my good. So even when my day is bad, my God is good. And I can wear that Holy Ghost smile. And as I pass somebody in the store who might be having the worst day of their life, if I can just smile at them, I'm being a witness to the love of God that is in me. He has given us a spirit of love. Listen, we love in our human bodies, but when we get the Holy Ghost, the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts, listen, y'all, His love is unlike anything that we can possess outside of Him. His love drove Him all the way to the cross, where He said, I am going to die for their sins so that they don't have to. I am going to pay the price for their mistakes, knowing that I have enough love to conquer everything that's going to face them. It's beyond what we can do. And God is love, and that love can operate through us. It also says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that He has given us a sound mind. If there is anything that the world is trying to deny today, it is a sound mind. The stuff they are trying to push from the youngest children to the seniors is stuff that brings confusion. It is stuff that goes against the word of God. It is junk. The definition of stuff, somebody told me this once, was worthless junk. Now, I don't know if that's really true, but it really made for a great message when he preached it. And that was probably 30 years ago, and I still remember that. So we talk about the stuff in our life. That is worthless junk, because only what's done for Christ is going to last. Only he knows the end from the beginning. But through our Holy Ghost power, we have access to everything that we need, and that includes a sound mind. When you are living in fear, you are not thinking right. If you allow the fear of the world to get into your house, your home is not going to have the peace that God wants for your house to have. But if you will get into prayer and into the Spirit of the Lord, that sound mind will come upon you. And it doesn't matter the chaos that is around you. You will know, I am God's vessel, and he is using me and will help me to do whatever it is he has called me to do. I have some vessels here today. Now look, these are just vessels of any size, any shape. I could have filled this entire platform with vessels. I could have walked around this building and probably gathered 30 or 40 without really trying so hard. Your size, your shape, what you're made out of, that is all up to God. He designed you perfectly for your purpose in him. You are not lacking in anything through the power of the Holy Ghost. So if the Lord has called you for this time, and we know he has given us a purpose in him, is he going to call us to that and then deny us the resources that we need? Is he going to call you to do something, and then whenever you step out in faith to do it, not be there to back up what he's called you to do? No, our God is not like that. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to be afraid. We can walk in the power and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost to know God is for me. God is with me. He loves me. He has designed me, and I can do all things through Christ. Now, we sang that Fruit of the Spirit song. Wasn't that fun? Y'all did. So thank you for joining in with me. That makes it so much easier. You know you are in a good church whenever you've got seniors that are doing whatever that little thing is that we're doing. And I so appreciate that, and thank you. That also tells me that you're willing. You are a willing. We had such a great group of people here yesterday working, doing the carnival games and the food. And what a wonderful time that we had prepared this house for children to hear about who God created them to be. Thank you for investing. And what a beautiful campus that you all have to share. So the fruit of the Spirit. Now, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Are any of you going through the motions in your head right now what I'm saying? Because that's kind of what it's like. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, I'm still working on the self-control part. I do struggle with that quite a bit. But love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are all the fruit of the Spirit that God has created each of us to have in our lives. The world says fear, but God says, my peace I give unto you. The world says, don't talk to them because they look differently than you. The Lord says, my love is in you, and it's going to reach them, because somebody needs to reach them. We are the hope of the world, and if we let our light be hid because of fear, we're not going to feel what God wants us to feel. He wants you to walk in confidence, knowing that God has created you to do something for him. Now, you might be a Sunday school teacher. You might be a Bible study teacher. You might be the one that stops by to pick up those little kids and bring them to Sunday school. You might be the usher that opens the door or the person who prepares the food, the lady in the media booth. Every one of us in this house today have a call of God on our lives. We also all have a call and a responsibility to reach the people in our circle, the people we come in contact with, and tell them about who Jesus is and what he can do for their lives. Now listen, my flesh, there is this scripture. Actually, could you put up Galatians 5, 22, 23, those are the fruits of the Spirit. So go ahead and give me verse 24. And I'm going to read 24 and 5. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. But if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In my flesh, what I want and the way I feel is one way. But if I will live in the Spirit, then God says, my affections will be his affections. The things that God cares about, that'll be what I care about. And the things that I desire, the Lord will give me the desires of my heart that will match his. And that is going to help me know what God wants for me to do. And when you are doing what you feel like God has called you to do, you are walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. You are walking in that sound mind. You are walking in the self-confidence that is founded in God that says there is not anything I cannot do because Christ is my strength. In Ephesians 6, it talks about the armor of God. And years ago, I learned something about when I get up in the morning. First of all, the first thing I want to do is I want to thank God. I want to thank him for another day because we're not promised that. I want to thank him. I thank him for healing my body. Thank him for a sound mind. These are the things that I want to thank him for. But, you know, some days I just start going down this list. And I will thank God for some people would say little insignificant things, but I'm telling you what, I am very grateful that I live in a house that has electricity. I have indoor plumbing. I am thankful that I have a car that I can drive to work and I don't have to walk to work. When the snow is falling outside, I thank God for my garage. I'm so thankful that I don't have to go out and wipe off my car before I go to work. I am thankful for my dog because my dog brings me peace, joy, love on a whole different level. I'm just saying, I really want to be the person that my dog thinks that I am. And I'm telling you what, she thinks I'm pretty much perfect. But I thank God for the opportunity to know and serve him. I want to thank God for every little thing in my life. I don't ever want to be ungrateful because a life of gratitude allows the Lord to say, I can trust her with more. I can bless her mind because she has thanked me for giving her that sound mind. And so I started praying the armor of God on this helmet of salvation that protects my mind and helps me to think right, to have the mind of Christ, and that breastplate of righteousness. I don't want anything unrighteous to ever get into my heart. That belt of truth that is wrapped around me, because let me tell you, that truth, it's not just like a belt like all the guys are wearing today that just hold up their pants. No, that belt of truth that they were talking about in Ephesians, it was a very, I'm going to use the word cumbersome, but man, it held everything where it was supposed to be. And you know what it did? It kept them upright. Even when they were carrying all of this heavy stuff, it kept them right. It kept them straight, and it kept them from bending too low, because through the power of God, there's depths down there that the world lives in. We don't ever have to go that low. Because the power of God in us says, I'm going to help you overcome that stuff that is in your life. And as we've got that belt of truth that's holding on to us, Jesus is that truth. His word is truth. And we know that we should be walking in peace. If you get involved in a situation, do you bring peace to that situation or do you bring chaos? Because if you bring chaos, you need to go back to the cross and say, God, I need your spirit to reside in me. So that as I walk through that situation, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's in wherever you're going during your day, that when you walk through a situation or into it, they're like, what is it in him? That when he comes into the room, I just feel better. We have the power to change the atmosphere around us through the power of the Holy God that lives within us. He has given us a shield of faith, but if we don't pick up that shield of faith, we have a choice to leave that every day, to get up and equip ourselves with the armor of God and go out to do what he's called us to do, or we can just leave all of that at home and just try to make our way through the muck and mire of this world. But he has said, I will give you a shield of faith that again has that confidence to say, whatever I have called them to do, they are able to do it. Because I know my faith is not in me, it's in him. He has given me enough faith to equip me for whatever he's called me to do. And the sword of the Spirit, I don't want to say that's my favorite one, but it might be my favorite one. I told the kids yesterday, and I tell this to the kids in my Sunday school, if you own a Bible, you own the most valuable thing that you could ever possess in this life. This is a possession that you can have access to the glorious God, the Almighty Savior. This book tells me everything I need to know about how to have a great life here and how to live eternally with my God. And there is no car, there is no possession, there is no degree that you can get from a university. There is nothing that is going to be more valuable than knowing this book, because to know this book is to know the God of this book. All right. God has called us to get involved. What is it he's calling you to do? What is it he's calling you to do today or this week? Don't let fear, oh, I could never witness to them about what God's done for me. Just pray for the Lord to set an open door into that relationship. There will be things that will come to my mind, and while I'm praying, I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of crazy. And I'll be like, Lord, if this is something you want me to do, then I need you to bring that to my mind, that when I step into that situation, that it's going to drop in my mind again that this is what I'm supposed to do. He is the God that loves you enough to go to the cross for you. He will do that for you. He will help you. And you know what happens whenever you walk into a situation like, oh, I'm not sure, but I think this is where I'm supposed to go. And then you get in there and you feel the power of the Holy Ghost come behind you, right? And then you start walking a little straighter. You start walking a little bolder. You start getting a little more confident. Allowing God to use you in whatever way he desires to use you will open to you more than you could ever imagine. God has called each of us for this day and this hour. His coming is so soon. We can't afford to be the church that sits back and waits for the next generation, because we are the end time generation. We are the ones that have to do whatever God has called us to do. And through his word and through time spent with him in prayer, he is going to equip us for whatever it is that God has called us to do. You are God's vessel. He has put his most priceless spirit in you. And he is telling you today, you can do all things through his name. We're going to go ahead and stand, and some music can come. God has called you to this time and for this hour. And some of you feel like the Lord doesn't need me to do anything. Everyone needs to be needed. It is our most basic human needs is to feel that we have value. And when you will allow God to use you, no matter how small you think that situation is, some of you think it's a huge situation, but what's huge to God? There's nothing that's too big for Him. Allowing God to use you for whatever He has asked you to do will give you that feeling of self-worth that will then allow you to go on and do something else. Has God called you to give? Maybe He's called you to give of your time to something. Maybe He's called you to give financially to a need and you feel like, I don't have the money to do that. Step out in faith and allow God to reveal the resources. He has resources of everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every bit of peace that you need, every bit of desire that you have to do something for Him, let Him use you. If He has dealt with you about doing something in the kingdom, go talk to your pastor and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. That's why God has given you pastor to help you to know what the right step is for that next journey. We cannot make it without a pastor. But that's a resource from the kingdom that He has given to us so that we can accomplish that will. I'm going to ask everyone that would, if we would just all come forward. And that's just a way that we are telling God, God, I recognize that I am a vessel for You. I want to be a vessel of honor, God. I want to do what You want me to do and be who You want me to be. And Jesus, I don't want the fear of this world to hold me back from anything that You have for me. Can we just take a moment, and as they sing, we're just going to take a moment and raise our hands and again offer our lives. Jesus, today we come before You. God, we are willing vessels. Forgive us, God, if we've allowed the cares of this life to distract us from Your purpose in our lives. We want what You have for us, God. We want to do and go and be, God, whatever it is You're calling us for. Come on, if it's been a while since you've allowed the Spirit of God to overflow in your soul, today it is pouring out from His throne. He has more than enough. He is more than able. There is no thing that is too hard for Him. There is no health situation He cannot heal. There is no financial need He cannot meet. There is no broken relationship that God cannot heal. Today, He wants to be your God. Whatever you need, it is in this house today. You can access it through His throne and through His name. If you need the gift of the Holy Ghost today, that is for everyone. That is for everyone. All we have to do is just ask Him for it. Oh God, we need You today.